There you go. Now that's what you want. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. With Isley's Home Service, let's get back. Well, I want to talk indoor air quality. It's the topic of the day as we refer to air conditioning and what it could do for the indoor quality of your air. But, boy, we have got a full load of callers here, and we are a call-in talk show. So let's go to the callers and see how we can help them. Dennis calling from Glendale. Good morning. Let me introduce you to Kevin. From Isley's Home
Rosie.
Service.
Good morning, Kevin, and anybody else that's there.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I had a quick question. My wife and I live in a mobile home. We are down here in the valley, and we've had an older air conditioning unit for quite a while. Was just kind of curious what kind of temperature difference from the vent should we see roughly as compared to the outside air temperature?
Well,
all right, Kevin.
Well, typically we would measure it from the indoor return air temperature versus the supply air temperature. Now, that temperature is going to be dependent on what's coming in. But typically, if the airflow and freon levels are good, you should be around 20 degrees. And now it's nominal. But it could be as high as 25. Mobile homes typically will run a higher split because of the poor airflow. But if you're getting 15, I would say you have an issue.
Okay. And you guys in the industry call that the delta T.
Yes.
Measuring the return air going back to the equipment versus the air being supplied out the register. You want to see about a 20-degree split.
Yeah, that would be nominal or optimal. But as the humidity goes up, that temperature delta T will come down. If it's dry, you can have will be higher delta T for sure.
Okay. And if you're seeing much lower or much higher, what's generally driving that? What could be sources of problems?
If you have a high delta, you could have a dirty filter restricting airflow, which causes the delta T to go up, but air volume to go down. And that's typically what we see in a mobile home.
Okay.
Dirty coils, plugged filters.
All right. We're going to go to filters right now. Mary's calling from Scottsdale. Lots of different opinions on filters. She wants to know what's the best. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
Tell us a little bit about your system. What are we dealing with? And we'll know what kind of filters to be talking about.
Well, we have two units. We have a 3,900 square foot house. And we have them checked every 6 months and cleaned. Now, we've had different people tell us things about the use of filters. Some say, use the most expensive ones. And others say, no, you don't have to use those. You can use the cheapest ones. So we're flexing between the ones at Costco versus the $25 a piece ones versus the $7 one. And having said that, we change them out every single month.
Okay.
Now, some of them turn black without necessarily a lot of dirt on them. And that's another question. If you're seeing a filter turn black, what's happening?
Filters. Everybody's got it. Like Mary says, everybody has an opinion on it.
We're not going to get this all covered before in 90 seconds before the next break. So this will be a big part of the next segment as well.
We'll want Mary to not necessarily hang on, but stay tuned. If there's more questions you want to ask about it, or as you hear everyone's opinion and response, you may have a secondary question you'd like to ask. If so, hang on. We'll be swinging to the bottom of the hour break here, coming back and addressing indoor air quality. And then Darlene in Litchfield, Derek, has a proposal from a contractor that she'd like your diagnosis on as to whether or not it's a good diagnosis or not. Will you be able to do that from the studio here?
Probably not from the studio.
But, Darlene, we will take your call. We do want to hear what you're seeing. Kevin, you were saying y'all are just hammered right now?
Oh, yeah. With this temperature swing, units are dropping like I've never seen.
Yeah, the humidity drives up the load a bit on it.
Strains the air conditioner, blows capacitors, plugs drains.
Yeah. So we're seeing a few capacitors blow, huh?
Oh, yeah. Every constantly.
All right. And somebody was telling me the other day they wanted to put an evap cooler outside their air conditioner to create a cooled air going into the system. I said, well, if that worked, then your most comfortable place to live in the world would be Houston, Texas. It's the most air-conditioned city in the world. Air conditioners work to take humidity out. Get it? Take it out. Dry your air. Here at Rosie on the House.